Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michaels Show, 855-830-6548. If you feel inclined to do so, feel free to do so. That's the phone number. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Joe, how you doing today? Big Friday, Joe. What do you got planned, Joe?
Well, me and the lady just, you know, I don't work weekends. But the Dodgers are in town, and they played in the NLCS, so I might head out there maybe on Saturday.
You get to a lot of games, Joe.
I don't work weekends, Bill, but let's say the Raptors are in town, the 76ers are in town, any team with at least 58 wins, and yeah, I do weekends, Bill.
855-830-6597 on the Mill Hockey Schneider toll-free talk line coming up. What did you take away from Bucks Pistons game two? Corbin Burns. Yeah, I was at the game last night. Corbin Burns struggled a little bit. What do you take away? 859-872-6545. Brewers last night. Tough one. Tough one for the Brewers. You know, they were getting no hit for a while. I forgot. Who was the pitcher last night, Joe?
Julio Urias.
Urias. I knew that. Yeah. He had no hitter going. Woo! Sherry and I were out at the Tiki Bar last night watching the game. Having a Bud Light. Having a cold one. At Tiki Bar. Got an email here. Hold on. Wendy's email. This is from Mark. Bill, were you at Calderon Club last night? As a matter of fact, I was. I was having the Bill Michaels. You know, I just get anything off the menu and I call my name. 892-584 on the toll-free talk line. That's good.
Does
for
he
now.
Give the wrong number?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
Okay. I peed a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Keep going.
How should we spend our suspension day coming up?
Yeah, should we go out to the casino together, the three of us, or
we could do a Facebook Live?
We could do a Facebook Live.
Well, we'll get a text from our boss at 9:45. See us at 10:15, boys.
See us at 10:15.
It's Friday. We can't do it.
Bill Michaels, 10 to 2 here on The Fan. Don't miss it. Pharrell on the bench last night. We'll hear from those guys who came back at us. But we will get back into this fine program, which I don't think anyone could make fun of. We are flawless. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Radio Ryan Horvat across the way.
Radio Ryan. There we go. That rhymes.
Radio Ryan.
Yeah.
Radio Ryan?
Internet Radio Ryan.
Internet Radio Ryan?
Okay, I like it. Yeah.
Let's all do right. It. Radio Ryan. I'm just going to go Radio Ryan.
Radio Ryan, I like. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then call you like the big unit or something. What's a different name?
I don't know. Well, you're doing the big unit.
Oh, yeah, I'm big. So who are you?
I don't know. They only have two guys in their show.
The bigger unit? The medium unit?
No, you would be the intern.
Yeah, I could be the intern.
Oh, so you don't have a name because I certainly don't know it.
the intern.
Thing on.
Behind the glass. What's his name again today? Behind the glass. It's Mark.
Evan. Oh, I knew that. Yeah. Eastern Conference. Three players that you're the most afraid of.
Who the Bucks will play.
Who the Bucks could play. So we're talking really Sixers, Toronto. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to throw an Indy, you can. We'll start with Radio Ryan.
Radio Ryan.
The three guys in the East that you're the most afraid of as a Bucks fan.
I'll go Kyrie Irving, number one. Still, just because I think he's the best closer in the NBA. The series that Cleveland came back from down 3-1. Everybody talks about LeBron, but Kyrie was so good in the fourth quarter of those games. As a scorer, he could get buckets anywhere on the floor. Same thing, number two, I go Kawhi Leonard. And they're kind of like 1A, 1B. I just have a bigger sample size the last couple of years of Kyrie in the postseason because of the injury to Kawhi last year. But if you watch Kawhi Leonard, what they're doing with him in Toronto, like he's essentially the point forward. Like Kyle Lowry's playing off the ball, and Kawhi Leonard is picking his spots. He could get buckets anywhere on the floor. He can knock down that mid-range jumper is just ridiculous, and he could hit threes. Number three?
Jake says, Chuck, you should be the big visor.
The big visor.
I like that.
I was going to say, Radio Ryan, I liked you when you were Radio Joe better. I mean, doing those impersonations.
I don't think I do a good one.
Yeah, you did.
Bill Schmidt does a pretty good one.
Bill does good impersonations, yes.
He's really good at impersonating. Yeah. He does pretty good.
He does.
Yeah, the Freeman is probably his best.
It is good.
Yeah, McGivern's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Number three, I'm going to go actually with Jimmy Butler, I think. As much as I can't stand Jimmy Butler.
And who was two?
Two, I went with Kawhi.
Kawhi, okay.
Kyrie, Kawhi, and then I go Jimmy Butler still over Joel Embiid just because, I mean, when Jimmy Butler's good, he's good, and he could take over a game in the fourth quarter, and he's just kind of got that drive, whereas, like, you said it best, Embiid, like, some nights I feel like he's going, like, 50%. I think a lot of that is to do with his knees. Like, he's too big, and he's always injured. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Butler because I know even if he's banged up, he's going to play. Ben Simmons looked really good last night. Ben Simmons looks better when Joel Embiid doesn't play, if anybody's noticed. Like, he has more space, I feel, to operate with.
Well, you know what? It's funny, because I was going to say Embiid, too, is my third. But I'm a big Buckets guy. I like Jimmy Buckets, so I'm going with your same three. I like, you know, I think Irving, you know, he scares me. Of course, Kawhi's great. And Buckets is the guy who scares me the most on that team. Coming up, and the game a couple weeks ago, several weeks ago at Fiserv, he was hitting just big shots, man. So I would say those three. I'll take the same three.
Why am I so afraid of Al Horford?
Well, I think there's certain guys on certain teams that you're like. Redick for me would be that guy with the Sixers. I like Redick, and I'm like, I don't ever want that guy having an open shot.
I'm trying to think. Like, I've been saying the three guys that I fear are Kyrie. I say that the Celtics, I don't fear them, yet it's Kyrie and Horford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably go, I mean, I'd have to go Kawhi, wouldn't I?
You know what would be a better topic?
Do I go Embiid?
I feel like if we eliminate those guys, like, who are the guys in the series that scare you the most? Like Horford, you mentioned, because, like, to be quite honest, like, Green scares me. I mean, there's a lot of guys on the Raptors that scare me that aren't superstars.
That's why the Raptors are the team I think scares me the most of the three, is because of the Danny Greens and the Siakams and even Marc Gasol.
Well, even like Lowry, sometimes he'll come out and he'll be completely invisible.
Right.
And then other games he can light up for 27. But how about a superstar on any of those teams? One guy you who's a superstar who you're not impressed with, who you're just not worried about.
Ben Simmons doesn't scare me against the Bucks.
No. I mean, he was good last night, but still, that's another one. Yeah. I'd say him. You know, Rozier's not a superstar, but I think he'll be tamed this year. The Bucks will have an answer for him.
Terry Rozier?
Yeah.
With the Celtics?
Yes.
He may not see a run against the Bucks. Yeah. Bledsoe's going to own him.
Yeah, I think the Bucks will have an answer for him this year.
Have you heard his name at all since the playoffs last year? No.
No. He had the big first two games with him.
Well, the problem is Kyrie came back. You already had Jason Tatum, so now they don't even have... I mean, they got enough ball-dominant guards. Yeah. Jason Tatum scares the hell out of me. People were calling yesterday, like, they don't know what to do with him in that system. Jason Tatum doesn't scare me whatsoever, and I'm like, I don't know, because if you key in on Kyrie... I don't know. I could see him having a big series.
Jaylen Brown doesn't scare me. Jason Tatum does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with the Celtics, there's more guys that I guess would individually scare me. But from a team standpoint, I still look at Toronto as a team that I would be the most worried about.
I'll tell you, to me, of all these guys, though, Butler, God, I'm afraid that guy going off.
I don't know. With him and even Tobias Harris, there's something about the Sixers that, even how good that starting five is on paper, there's still something that's missing.
You know what, Tobias, you don't think of him when you think of the superstars, but then you look up and he's got 25 points.
Well, he gets the shots.
Yeah.
I think that all those guys have like a clearly defined role. Like Simmons is the point guard that can't shoot. Reddick's the guy that just shoots. Tobias will get you a couple boards, and then he'll end up with 25. Jimmy's going to hit some big shots and then take some dumb shots. And Embiid, when he plays, you know, is going to be a beast. But there's no that positionless basketball, that versatility that the Bucks have. I don't know if the Sixers quite have that. They all have a role. I think the Bucks team could be more fluid. I just, again, we talked about this yesterday. I don't need to get mad at everybody today, but I still like the Bucks over any of these teams. Of the team that scares me the most, it's Toronto, because I think they just fit the best as a team. I think they're kind of like the Bucks, where on paper maybe they don't have as many stars as the other two teams, but they are the best two teams in the East.
Yeah, I want to see that game tonight, Toronto-Orlando game 3. I've been out at Miller Park. I've had a chance to see a lot of these playoff games this past week, other than the Bucks. But I want to see. If Orlando, you know, hopefully they bring their crowd tonight, and Orlando can win game 3 tonight against Toronto.
Oh man, I don't think that's happening though. Well, I think Brooklyn, that was a wake up call.
Brooklyn couldn't get it done either last night.
You're telling me, buddy. I had the 3.5.
You took the 3.5.
That was the only game I lost. Well, I took two favorites.
Everyone was on the 3.5 last
night.
The line
must have moved. The line must have moved down when Embiid was out.
I was like, why? Well, you would expect Philadelphia to come out and blow them out, and I was like, why is that line only 3.5? That looks fishy. So I took the two favorites, won both of those. You know, going back to the team that would scare me real quick, I said the Celtics because they got the playoff experience, but I think Toronto, I mean, Kawhi Leonard's won a title. He was finals MVP. I think he's, you know, arguably the best player left in the Eastern Conference outside of Kyrie and Giannis, of course. And also you got Serge Ibaka played an NBA Finals series, so just because of the playoff experience, too.
I think there's going to be more of a desperation with Toronto. Like, Toronto, the thing that
Kawhi,
Well, yeah, that too, but the thing that I really liked about them to start was how they, at least from the team standpoint, they were like shredding their history. This is a new year. We've got Kawhi, everybody that's ever been here, even DeRozan, even Vince Carter, none of those guys won. So this is going to be a team that wins. And I do think there's a desperation level because they are getting frustrated year after year. They get further and further and they keep running into LeBron. And now LeBron's gone and they don't have that perceived obstacle. Now Giannis could very well be the replacement LeBron for them. But I think you're going to see more of a desperation out of Toronto. Boston, again, it's a team that's going three different directions. Mm-hmm. And now is Kyrie going to stay? You know, what's going to happen to them? And if they go down 2-0, what's their, like, mentality going to be? Same with the Sixers. The Sixers, I mean, from build the process to now, they've barely got any of that team left, and they could still be shuttling off guys. I mean, there's talk that they could look to trade Embiid at some point, even after all this is done. So I look at a team like Toronto and I look at Milwaukee that they know their shot is here with this group. And so I look at those two teams as the teams that I think are most likely to come out of the East. So Toronto would scare me the most. But with the Celtics, it's the players that scare me the most. Maybe Kyrie, because Kyrie is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, for whatever reason, like I have nightmares about Horford. I'm looking at his stats against the Bucks last year. You know, he had 13 to 26 points. I picture him shooting like 6 threes a game. He didn't make more than 2 against the Bucks in that series last year. But they came at big times and big rebounds. Horford always just seems to be the guy in big moments against Milwaukee. And so that's why I would put him in there.
Raptors got a first-time coach in the playoffs, Nurse, in his first year. You know, sometimes these first-year coaches in the playoffs don't do well once they get deeper. They struggle a little bit, so we'll see. Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys around, the coaches around the league, man. I mean, Brett Brown, guy proven winner at Philadelphia. I mean, he's got a history of, you know, last year I thought they'd go deeper than they did last year. I mean, they won all those games toward the end of the season. You know, Stevens is good in Boston. Budenholzer, you know, he bombed out in Atlanta after winning those 60 wins. But, I mean, Budenholzer might be the best coach in the Eastern Conference.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Radio Ryan, other side of the way. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
All right, the Q Club of Wisconsin will have all the games on this weekend, man. Head on out there. All weekend long, they'll have the baseball, the basketball going on. You can get in there, enjoy delicious food at the Q Club of Wisconsin. And, of course, coming up next week, the Fans Afternoon Show, the big show broadcasting live there from 2 till 6. We got the draft show. Michaels, Ellerson, and so on will be out there doing the draft show at the Q Club. So We'll be doing like 8 hours of programming from the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side next Thursday, starting with the big show and continuing through the draft show. They got burgers, wings, appetizers, all the awesome food there. Plus, they got the indoor sports, the pool, the tornado foosball, the darts, their indoor bocce ball, all that going on. And, of course, they got the award-winning fish fries, both on Wednesday and Friday night. Your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. It's all happening at the Q Club. Again, the live broadcast beginning next Thursday at 2 o'clock. The food, all the sports on TVs. Get out to the Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. It's only a half mile south of I-94. Take 94 out west or east, whatever way you're coming from. Get off on Highway T, go out a half mile in. You'll see the Q Club of Wisconsin on the right-hand side. Visit them online, qclubwi.com. Good food, sports, and all the TV and the fan broadcasting live there next week. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Unintentionally picking fights with all of our friends today. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2, Big Show 2 to 6. We'll have the On Deck Show coming up at 6, the postgame show to follow Brewers Dodgers tonight. A lot of good stuff coming your way today. Don't miss any of it. John Heyman, specifically, on the Big Show this afternoon, along with Adam McKelvey. There is a show that we do want to sort of feud with, I guess. I don't know how to respond to their response. So Pharrell on the Bench, it's the show overnights here on The Fan. They emanate out of New York or Vegas. Where are they out of, Chuck? Do you know?
Pharrell? I think he's in Vegas.
He's in Vegas. Yeah, they were talking last night like they were in New York.
Okay.
So maybe the producers are in New York. And
I feel like he's in Vegas.
I always thought so, too.
Yeah.
But either way, part of the CBS Sports Network, so they, you know, are here. And a lot of times, once the postgame show is over, if you keep the radio on, you'll go into, the Penguins, they're down 3 goals tonight. You know, Pharrell on the Bench. Mm-hmm. I've done that too much today. All right. Hurt my throat. So they were talking, we got wind from one of our listeners yesterday that they were talking about the Bucks and really diminishing the Bucks. And the guy specifically doing it was a producer on the show, Mike Carver, who goes by the name Carver High. So this is how they talked about the Bucks in what I thought was a very vindictive way on, well, this would have been Wednesday night, Thursday morning show.
If they think that way, that, you know, can we beat the Warriors, then they'll lose in the next round. You know, they got to focus on what's...
I mean, come on, Pharrell. Look at the talent.
Okay, there you go. Then you're going to win it all. Does that make you happy? I just want to make them happy, Carver High, tonight. I really do.
I think the only thing Eric wanted to hear was, we're going to win it all.
They're going
to
win it all. You're going to win it all, Eric. So congratulations. Party.
Good luck.
Drink whiskey. Good luck.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
Yeah. When the Celtics punch him in the mouth?
Punch him in the mouth. When the Celtics beat him, we'll see how that goes for them.
All right, so that was kind of like a real bro way to respond there, I thought.
What does that even mean, punching in the mouth? You're playing basketball. Punching in the mouth? What? Like the Celtics going to punch the Bucks in the mouth? Bucks have punched them in the mouth a few times this year. So, I mean, that's a punch in the mouth. That's like an easy out.
That's your take.
Yeah.
That's your takeaway?
What's your takeaway?
The tone of Carver High's voice.
Well, but I mean, I
diminishing us.
Well, I've heard that already. Yeah, I've heard that. And yeah, it's a stupid comment that he made.
All right. So then during the show, we crafted a tweet around this time yesterday where I said, hey, at Carver High CBS, and you helped me come up with the word F-Jack.
I'm looking for new ways to find to
make
decipher. That is the cipher, the stupidity of this, of what they were talking about the other night.
Okay. So you helped me write this tweet yesterday. Yeah. Hey, Carver High CBS, you F-Jack.
Yeah.
Heard your take on the Bucks last night. Why are you so against Milwaukee enjoying their basketball team? Celtics won't win more than one game against our mighty dear hashtag Carver Lie. Which a lot of people ended up sending him tweets as well, which I was not expecting to happen. So Carver High got a lot of tweets from you guys, including from Lammy. You think we're sensitive? Coming from the guy who looks like a Broadway actress? That was making fun of Carver High. Willis says, we're used to national media bashing Milwaukee, going back to the playoffs last year. You're the enemy. Let's see. Bradley says, as a Bucks fan, I feel the Bucks will win the East. And then he makes fun of Carver High's appearance. So a lot of that happening. So they did respond last night on Pharrell's show to what we were talking about yesterday. And here's how this went down between Scott Pharrell and Carver High.
Carver High picked the Celtics over the Bucks and got 1,000 death threats today.
Yeah.
You, who said they had no chance, and then you woke up to visions of your own murder. you know, you said that they're not gonna, they don't have a chance against Boston. And then,
I didn't say didn't have a chance.
Well, what did you say?
I said Boston's going to beat them.
Okay.
It's going to be 6-7 games. They're going to beat them.
All right, so they're just going to beat them, but you didn't say they were going to kill them or anything.
I didn't say they were going to get swept or anything.
So my question to you is not of any kind of doubt in your statement. It's, are you surprised that you woke up to all of this venom and hatred and death wishes?
One gentleman from Milwaukee tweeted me tonight, and he kind of put it in perspective a little bit.
He wished you well on Easter weekend.
He did. Well, no, this guy was actually nice to me.
God bless you.
He said that they're giving the Buck fans a bad name. I apologize. They're not used to this success, so now that they have it, they think that they're King Shaq. So
are they defending their fortress like Game of Thrones?
Correct.
Maybe?
They don't like that they're finally good for
them. Someone said something about the team, so it's your fault.
When was the last time the Bucks were this good?
The 80s.
Lou Alcindor.
They have a good team this year. They're very excited, and they're very defensive, it seems like, when all somebody has to do is say, you know what? I think that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and those guys are going to beat you in the second round, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to say that.
Not allowed to say that.
The zany morning crew over there in Milwaukee. Don't say anything to them.
They're not having it.
Can't have it. You can't have the opinion that you think that team might lose.
Some national
because
hack.
That's it.
Some
that's
national
it.
Hack on the radio everywhere.
You know, I got this one a bunch of times today, too. Do you even watch the Bucks out there on the East Coast, you know, with all those awful New York teams?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do watch the Bucks. They're really good, and they're going to lose to the Celtics.
All right, so there's the response from Carver High.
Yeah, you know what? He kind of walked it back a little bit at the beginning of that.
A little bit.
Where he said, yeah, he pretty much the other night had written the Bucks off like they were the Pistons. Like the Pistons, we do to the Pistons. Pistons had no shot. Like the Bucks had no shot at the Celtics.
Here's what he said.
All somebody has to do is say, you know what? I think that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and those guys are going to beat you in the second round, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to say that.
Not allowed to say that.
Now, here's what he actually said.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
Yeah. When the Celtics punch him in the mouth?
Punch him in the mouth. When the Celtics beat him, we'll see how that goes for them.
Do you hear how there's a vibe, the tone in his mouth? He's almost like shaking a little bit.
He wasn't like... Okay, you know, the Bucks will be tested by Boston, and you know the Celtics are going to win that series in 6 or 7. He just his tone is like this series may go 5. The Bucks may win a game in that series. Yeah, he's walking it back a little bit
again.
Somebody has to do is say, you know what? I think that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and those guys are going to beat you in the second round, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to say that.
Not
how he did that. That's tone.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
Okay. When the Celtics punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth. When the Celtics beat him. We'll see how that goes for them.
So do we craft a response to Carver High again, or do we let this one slide now that we're the zany Milwaukee morning crew?
Why don't we wait until the Bucks win the series against Boston?
Hmm.
And then, but if the Bucks lose to Boston, let's kind of go away.
Let's block them.
Yeah, they'll just go away.
Block them.
We'll block a show, too.
Block a show. Block Pharrell. Yeah. Block everything.
We'll just have Horvy do the nighttime show.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Yeah. That'll be good for all parties.
Just in time. Every time Pharrell comes on, we'll just put Horvy on.
Yeah, or just rerun our show.
Yeah, we could.
You know, we can get the overnight crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, when they're not doing the post game.
Yeah, reach a new audience of... truckers who listens to Pharrell, who's up at 12:30.
Oh, guys, were you know when I've taken a couple of Ubers in recent years, and guys who've listened to our show but listened to the postgame show at night. I got in a car and boom, they had the postgame show, Bucks postgame show on. So,
do you talk to the guy like, "Hey, I'm Chuck Freeman"?
No, he recognizes me. Well, he walks because he knows my name. He's, you know, knows who he's picking up. So he saw, listen to your show all the time. I picked him up from the airport one time and said, yep, I thought I had the station on. So when he came in, you could feel right at home.
Wow.
I said, yeah, that's what I do. I listen to our station 24/7. It was a good guy. Oh, I got to tell you this. Guy came up to me last night at the game. Guy who works at Miller Park. Good guy.
Do I know him?
No. I don't know him. I don't remember his name. But he's an older man. You know, he's probably in his, you know, 60s or so. Older black gentleman. Because of me, he goes, Chuck, I just want to say I love your show in the morning. You and Winston. He goes, Chuck and Winston. Chuck and Winston. I listen to you guys every day. Chuck and Winston. He was telling me, you know, he takes the kids, the grandkids to work. He's got Chuck and Winston on.
I like that.
I said, Chuck and Winston? I didn't correct him.
I said,
I like it. Chuck and Winston.
I like that a lot better.
Good guy. You might have seen him around there, but I don't know his name, but he came up to me last night walking down to the locker room.
I love Winston. I want to be Winston.
Yes, so Chuck and Winston.
Get to Tom in Cedarburg, 799-1250. Welcome to Chuck and Winston.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a couple comments. First, did the Crusher come back to life? That guy sounds just like the Crusher. And I think by the time he has he goes on air, he's probably on his 12th pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? He does have a
look. Make fun of me there, Tom in Cedarburg.
And the Crusher, the former, the late wrestler, is going to have the statue put up for him in South Milwaukee. In fact, they're having Crusher Fest that day. I want to be a part of that, man.
As a fan, Chuck and Winks, a longtime fan, I just, you know, I'm going to join my team and ignore their idiocy. That's what I do with ESPN most of the time.
Okay.
So go Bucks.
By the way, my name is Winston now.
It's Winst.
Oh, okay, Winston.
Winston.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
See, when a guy makes a mistake like that, he's a good guy, you don't correct him. You just keep him going on. Like when I was in Lamira a couple of years ago, a guy was trying to tell me about the warm weather in the winter. He said it was because of El Nino, not El Nino. So I didn't even correct him. I just let him go. I was just enjoying it. So when this guy was calling you Winston last night, I was like, oh, good. I was just a good guy. I'm not going to correct him. Let him keep going.
Chuck and Winston, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
Chuck and Winston.
Do want to talk more Brewers. Your biggest surprise of 2019 so far, good or bad? Some answers coming in via the social media channels. And we'll take your calls too, 799-1250. We're going to talk to Eric Name, some Bucks at 835. We're going to talk to Joe Schobert at 9. So the former Waukesha West grad, Wisconsin grad, now with the Cleveland Browns. He's got his second annual camp this summer. Wants to talk about that, and we'll ask him about all the hype around the Browns and some of his thoughts on the current state of the Wisconsin football program. That'll come up at 9 o'clock. We'll also talk some Admirals hockey to wrap up the show today as their playoffs get underway this weekend. All coming up, Chuck and Winston here on The Fan.
Sports Flag.
You know, that's up for them to decide. I hope so. You know, I'm going to come in every single day and keep putting in the work and keep doing what I can to get better. But, you know, frankly, I haven't done my job with these first four starts, so that's something that I have to continue to work at and, you know, fix the mistakes and get things rolling.
Corbin Burns, 10-plus ERA, has been a surprise to, I think, a lot of people. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good or bad, negative or positive, the biggest surprise you've had so far with this Brewers season? They're off to a 12-8 start. Started 8-2, so they've gone a little cold here over the last couple of weeks. Still tied for first in the NL Central. Dodgers again tonight. They lose last night 3-1. Zach Davies a nice night. Matt Albers giving up a few home runs and some base running decisions costly late. So at 12-8, Chuck, they are in first. The momentum around town, I think people are, you know, pumped about their Brewers. The team is playing very well on the field at times. Some guys are playing extraordinarily well. Some guys are playing, they're leaving a lot to be desired. So after 20 games, your biggest surprise, good or bad, on the Brewers to this point?
I would say Burns giving up 11 home runs in his four starts so far. of the three starting pitchers who the young guys have been inserted into the rotation, I expect them to have the most success. And you know, you always got to qualify it by saying it's early, but I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised that you know, he's given up his men, because the Brewers have had some offense to cover up some of his home run gaffes, but you know, it's just been too much. And the other night gave up two, and then he got him out of there in the fourth inning. He would have given up like 10 the other night the way he was leaving balls over the plate. So I'll say him. On a good side, Grandal got off to a slow start. He went like 0 for his first 14, but he's been really, really good. I think Grandal, which I was not a big fan of that signing, all right, because how he was in the postseason last year. I saw him in the 7-game series, and I was not impressed. And I'm like, you're going to give this guy 1 year, $18 million. He's been very good so far. If you to name the Brewer All-Stars right now, he'd be on the team. So, but, I mean, guys like Yelich, you expect to be great. Hader, you expect to be great. Aguilar, I didn't expect 155, but I'll say Burns with a home run ball on the negative, Bart, and then on the good side, Grandal with the start he's gotten off to.
Yeah, I would say Burns. I think of the three young guys, he's like the one I expected to be the best. Yeah. And again, you know, you're not going to write the book on his career after four starts, but Woodruff has looked pretty good, especially at the plate. Peralta had that one really good start, the best start of the season for Milwaukee, and now he's hurt and he got touched up in his other starts. Burns, I just thought, you know, with his stuff from the pen, moving that into the starting rotation. So that's been a surprise. He's still, I guess, slated to go Monday. I mean, that's a spot. We don't know if he'll fulfill that on Monday. Brewers also still need a starter for tomorrow.
And if you told me that Zach Davies would be the best starting pitcher some 3 weeks into the season, I'd be like, what?
Well, you might be what, but I mean, the 1.19 ERA is what's really shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's pitched very, very well for the Brewers to this point. I'll tell you what I am surprised about. I'm surprised about Christian Yelich. I'm surprised he's got 10 home runs. He's hitting 351, 440 OBP. He's got 27 RBIs already.
Yeah, broke a Brewer record.
I am surprised that he's not just able to build on last year, but to improve. You know, when you're a lot of talk was regression, and he even came out and said, I don't like that. Why does everyone think I'm going to regress? That's actually a motivator. I'm just surprised how good he has been. I mean, there's times where he's almost like automatic. The three home run game the other night, just last night, and it's like nonchalantly he's hitting home runs. No matter where you pitch to him, he can put a barrel on the baseball. It's going to go over the fence. So I really am surprised that he's been able to be better. I mean, you hope for not a regression. You hope for, if you're an MVP, you hope play anywhere close to that. He's played better than he was last year, and I think that is surprising to me, especially with, like, he's getting stretched thin, man. He's all over the place, and still he's able to focus on the field. I think that's surprising.
Yeah, I think the only player in baseball who you could say is having a better year than him right now is Cody Bellinger over on Los Angeles, who also homered last night and broke the score of this game. Both have similar swings. They both got that sweet left-handed swing, and neither one of those guys really overswings. I mean, even Yelich, when he hit the ball off the center field scoreboard, man, just a nice, easy swing. But, I mean, he's picking up and even better than he was last year. If he's taking it to another level, man, this is unbelievable for Yelich.
Both of those guys hitting their 10th last night, Yelich and Cody Bellinger. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go down to Racine, talk to Dan. What's up, Dan?
Hi, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Oh, what's Dan, right? How you been?
Fantastic. A little busy, man. I haven't heard from you guys for a while, so finally got a day shift kind of gig. So I give you a shout. And the surprise for me is the whole paranoia in this town. I mean, for God's sakes, the hitting right now sucks. Who are we kidding? We can't get a... I mean, and then they complain about the catcher who they shouldn't assign, and he's got the best flipping percentage on the team. For God's sakes, calm the you-know-what down, do the Rodgers, and relax, man. We're going to be a 14 games up by July. Who are we kidding? We played the playoffs, man, right out the gate, and we're in first place.
Do you think Braun's going to turn it around?
I don't know, man. I'm not a Braun fan to begin with, so I think that guy, what do we do with that guy? I'm more worried about first base position right now.
Yeah, that's another one, too.
Almost has to go day-to-day. Babes has got the potential.
potential. Aguilar hasn't shown me anything for about 18 months now. You know, there's just nothing there anymore.
Yeah, he struck out his first three times, and then he got a single in the ninth inning to keep the rally going a little bit, and then Shaw popped out to end the game. Shaw's another guy.
Hey, can I just give you I got just one more thing to say about, you know, because I got a lot of late shifts, so I turned the radio on, and I hear that guy that you guys were talking about. What an idiot. I mean, for God's sakes. Who is that clown? Is he drinking Drano? I'd love to go toe to toe with that.
All right, man. Which idiot?
What we need?
Which idiot are you talking about? There's been a lot of them today.
Well, no, that guy that does the thing out of Boston.
Are you talking about Pharrell or on the bench? Like, partner?
Yeah, who's ever? He talks like he's got Drano, like his like they took his throat out.
This guy right here.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
That's damn good, Winston. I like that a lot, buddy.
Winston.
Hey, fellas, have a good Easter, man.
You too.
Happy Easter,
Dancia. Man. Wow. Easter's so late this year, I almost thought that we skipped it.
Damn.
Man, Easter, man, this late in the year. It's almost Memorial Day.
Really tickled Dan there.
Mahalo. Magalulu. Shagadu.
All right.
You thought we missed Easter?
I mean, Jesus. I mean, it's Easter weekend, but...
Jesus, yep. He's a big part of it.
It's a long way... It's one of the latest Easters I remember, man.
Well, Reed said... I don't know what to tell you.
It's one of the... Yeah, it is. One of the latest... I mean, we're going to be at the ball game on Sunday, so no Easter. I hate Easter ham anyway. Ugh. Easter dinners are like the worst. Ham and mashed potatoes and beans. Green beans. Not good. Rather have the turkey, but man, I'm just not a big fan of the Easter meal.
You can make anything you want, Chuck.
Yeah, we have ham every year, and it's just like, well,
then why don't you not make ham?
Well, it's not. We go to like Shannon's parents' house, and I'm just not a big fan.
The human honey glazed ham with the visor and glasses.
Yeah, but I'm not a ham guy. No matter how it's made, turkey fine, but you know we have ham, and it's like you kind of gut yourself through it. You just kind of work your way through it and take one for the team. Because I'm just no. But we're going to be at the Brewer game anyway, so probably hot dogs.
If you go to her parents, why don't you pick up some Taco Bell on the way?
Are they even open on Easter?
Taco Bell?
Yeah. Are they? I mean, some places close on Easter. I would assume they're open, I guess.
If there's one fast food chain that is least religious, it's probably Taco Bell.
I got ripped off on the tacos again the other day. Half a taco they gave me. At one of our favorite ones, too. Yeah.
I had the guy I hate.
Yeah. No, he was sitting in the back office.
No, I had him yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
When I went, he was sitting in the back office.
This and this. For $7.99, it could all be yours, sir.
Yeah. Just make sure you make me a full taco.
Do you want a soda? No, I'm good on soda.
What size would that be?
Yeah. I don't want a soda.
Yeah. How about when you're at the drive-thru and you're sitting there for 15 minutes and then they come on real quietly? What can I help you with? Hello? And then you say, I'll take an ice cream sundae. Cone. Make it. Cone. And then it'd take forever. 69 cents. Thank you. Yeah. But they made me three half tacos the other day. And then I went to the counter and I said, you made me three half tacos. I got to order two more here. And they said, the guy kind of laughed behind the counter. And I was kind of thinking, okay, we're going to make good on your three half tacos by giving you two free ones. Didn't happen.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
When do I stop going?
Now's good.
Yeah.
More from you guys next.
All somebody has to do is say, you know what? I think that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and those guys are going to beat you in the second round, and that's a problem.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
Yeah. When the Celtics punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth when the Celtics beat him. We'll see how that goes for them.
So that was a little more of that Carver High guy from Pharrell on the Bench. The other night on the overnight show here on CBS, the second thing you heard was what he said. Very dismissive about the Bucks, and then he walked it back a little bit. So somebody, Travis, tweeted at him, first off, death threats are not cool. Okay, they claim they got death threats. They did not get any death threats. That's just embellishing the story.
Why would anybody be stupid enough to do a death threat?
They didn't get any death threats.
Over a first-round playoff series, second-round playoff series.
And then Travis says, I called you a clown because you were dismissive and condescending in your original take, and if you had said what you did in your follow-up, I could have respected that, but you didn't. So original take,
he was dismissive, right? We heard that part. He was dismissive about the Milwaukee Bucks. And just the tone is what set us off yesterday.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. Right. We'll see you win it all then.
Yeah. When the Celtics punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth when the Celtics beat him. We'll see how that goes for you.
And then what he claimed he said was, all you got to say.
All somebody has to do is say, you know what? I think that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and those guys are going to beat you in the second round, and that's a problem.
So then Mike Carver High, responded to Travis, that wasn't my original take. A caller basically told us to listen to 20 seconds of audio like it's the first time we ever talked about the Bucks. That's a bad job by us to not dig deeper and just assume that we hate Milwaukee. So I am going to respond to Carver High. I'm going to say, Wednesday, vindictive tone. Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then. Thursday, innocent tone. All someone has to do is say Kyrie and Gordon will beat you. You're not allowed to say that. And then I'm saying I'd rather be zany than a backtrapping hypocrite, which is zany was what he called us.
Put something that he's walking it back a little bit.
Backtracking. I'd rather be zaning than a backtracking hypocrite tweet. Okay. And let's throw down Carver High.
So, I mean, is he named Carver High after the Carver High and the White Shadow? I mean, otherwise...
I would assume so. His name's Carver, so they call him Carver High because...
I don't think...
That's funny.
Many people understand Carver High from the White Shadow. I do, but I mean, I don't think anybody... It doesn't make a lot of sense. Carver High. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why is he called Carver High?
I don't know. I don't know. Speaking of carving things, you don't want ham at Easter. Got a tweet here from... I'll get to it.
We'd love to have tacos on Easter.
Tone says, go with pork roast, wild rice, and potato salad. Pork roast, wild rice, and potato salad.
You know, I love wild rice. I could eat wild rice with steak, with hamburgers, with anything. But just don't give me the ham. Give me the ham. Pork roast. I'll go with the pork roast.
Yeah, I go with the pork roast.
Steak. Turkey, certainly. Turducken, all of it, but no ham.
Biggest surprise for you so far this season with the Brewers, good or bad? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I think we're both settling sort of on Corbin Burns being a surprise. I think how good Yelich has been a surprise that he's improved on last year. And then Yasmani Grandal has been another one for you.
Yeah, Grandal has just been amazing so far, man. He's been good as a catcher. He's been good as an offensive player, coming up big hits on from both sides of the plate. And, he's hitting .350. And, you know, I mean, he's picking up the slack where some of these other guys, like Travis Shaw, struggling. Aguilar, struggling. Ryan Braun, struggling. You know, some of those guys... I'm telling you, if Aguilar, I'd be surprised if he's in the lineup tonight. I mean, with a right-hander out there, maybe Thamesy gets a shot.
Fan Brewer on Twitter says, bad surprise how bad Burns has been.
Yeah,
I thought he'd be the staff ace. He's been terrible. He says he's not surprised how bad Jesus has been. Was worried he was going to be a one-year wonder, and then wonders if the Brewers ever checked in on Goldschmidt. Could you imagine this lineup with Goldschmidt?
I said that when St. Louis got Goldschmidt at the time, Bart. I was like, man, they didn't give up anything for him. How come we weren't in on that deal? I know he was in a free agent year, but man, I would have given him $148 million to play first base for me. I don't care who we had at first base. I don't care if Cecil Cooper was back.
How many rules would Rob Manfred have changed if the Brewers went out and got Paul Goldschmidt to this lineup? Fan Brewer also says, good surprise, tough schedule to start, but still 12-8. I'll be at Miller Park tonight. 414-799-1250. Biggest surprise so far to the Brewers season, good or bad. Eric Name, we'll talk some Bucks with him. 8:35. What?
Namesy.
Coach Names. 30 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.